Je houdt een fifth perk. Hier, de gemoen bezig met bezig. Je keitzad maverin es orim. How do you make an ibur to the city? Maverin means like you extend the city. Like a loshen isha muberes, a pregnant isha, there's something extended to her. In other words, you have a city, and there's a locha that outside the city you're allowed to walk al payimamo tchum Shabbos, 2,000 amas. Is where is considered the end of the city to start counting 2,000 amas out of the city? So, keitzad maverin es orim. How do you start counting the end of the city, the other, what's included into the city, where's the end part of it? Is bayis nichnas bayis yotze. The end of the city, sometimes you have a wall, not a straight wall, it's made out of houses. One house comes in, one house comes out, one house comes in. Or else, bayis nichnas bayis yotze. Or else, pogom nichnas pogom yotze. Pogom that's the type of a wall, Rashi says. V'yesh migdolim agulim boltim b'choyma. And in the wall itself, you have like towers sticking out. In the wall itself, there's a tower there. And like the Shemar HaChoyma lives inside the tower. And again, sometimes this wall, the tower sticks out, and sometimes the tower sticks in. So the kitzah of the wall of the ear is not a straight wall. It's coming out and coming in. Or else, hoyu shom gedudyois Gevoyais asarot fochim. Kedudyais, Rashi says, that's also shivrei choymah, that's broken down part of the wall. Shel charovois batim, of broken down houses. V'yoshna b'toyach shivam amo v'shirayim l'ir k'meforos l'kamon. They are within 70 amis of the city. And the locher is like this. When you have a city, that means a few houses living together, where does the tchum start from? From the end house. Now let's say you have one house here. And then another house is pretty far out. If it's 70 amis, if there's less than 70 amis between one house and another house, it's included in part of the city. In other words, the city ends when you have a land of at least 70 amis with no house at all. Then it's called the city ended, and that's when from that mark you have to start counting 2,000 amis outside the city you're allowed to walk on Shabbos. But let's say you have a house in Mamish with 50 amis outside the city, so that house is still included inside the city, and the tchum of the city first starts from this house. If you have another house 50 amas down the road, again, it's an extension of the city, and the city doesn't end until it keeps on going. So that's why the mice here, like in Los Angeles, the kamat doesn't end. They can keep on walking and walking miles and miles long, because you always have houses one after another. Like usually the tchum is not again in the country you have, in the mountains, where you don't have houses around, there's a good shetach of at least 70 amas without any houses at all, living there.
How much
is 140 feet.
And going some fancy class like Bel Air, there's 140 feet between houses.
Could be.
So you're saying that
could be. We'll see in the Gemara. No, Lechur is not enough. Right, Lechur no. Lechur, once it's more than 70 yamas away, there'll be a problem. All right, we'll see in the Gemara exactly how you have the shirim, what makes up a city. But once it's 70 yamas apart, l'chur, that should be a problem then. Not really a problem though, but then it's called out of the tchum. Then you only have a payimam, you're only allowed to walk then 2,000 feet, which is like 2,000 amas, which is around 4,000 feet. You can still walk. Yeah, but here we're measuring the city itself. So you want to count like this here's the city. You want to say like the boundary of the city is down here. And this here is made up of houses sticking out here, a house sticks in here. So if you have a house sticking out here, you don't make the boundary like around here coming in. But we say since this is sticking out here, we make the boundary straight down. We extend the city as far as the house sticks out the most. Who are then if you have in the wall itself, you have like a castle in the wall that's sticking out. Or else you have this gedudius, Rashi says that's churvas batim. You have old houses that are caved in already, but we'll see in the Gemara, people still live there. So if you have a house that's sticking out, that is called part of the city still. And when the way you make a tchum of the city is you have to draw a line exactly. There's a north boundary of the city, there's a west boundary of the city, a south boundary of the city. You have to draw a line. You draw the line with the city, the house sticking out the most, you draw a line straight down from that house. The same on the other side. The house sticking out the most, you draw a line across there. That's how you get the tchum of the city. Well, let's just see Rashi, the first Rashi. Ketzad Mavrin, Beforesh B'Gemara Loshen Isha Obra, Pregnant Isha, Hanan Kamon HaNoisen Eruvay Bervure Shel Ir. If you put your Erev down in the Ibur of the city, means something extended into the city. Alma Yesh Ibul Ir, there's something extended into the city. Beforesh Hashta Ketzad Yesh Libur, how do we have something extended into the city? Bayis Nichnas Abayis Yetze Pogam Nichnas Pogam Yetze. Yeah. Oy Hoyo Gduyos, Moitzin Hamid Connected. Kloimer. When you want to make the simon, where can, how far can you walk on Shabbos? What's called the tchum of the city? Like, first you have to know where the city actually ends, and from there you'll measure another alpayim amma, like 400 or 4,000 feet, that you can still walk after that. Means you have mechitzas there that are not straight. It's not a straight wall. The walls are made out of houses. Now one house is next to another house. One house comes in more than the other one. Outside looks like a pogrom, like there's a hole in the wall. Another house sticks out of the wall. Sticks outside the city more than the next house does. Oy pogam nichnas, a pogam yotzei, shoyes yemakavus chaimav, yesh migdolim agulim. We also have like towers in the wall, that some towers stick in and some towers stick out. So the kids of the Mishnah says, vaytohu adin ugeshorim, if you have like a gesher is a bridge, on the foshois, that's like a building you have on top of a kever, a type of a monument you make on top of the kever, like an oil, but there is a shoyma that lives there. Sheyesh behen beis dira. There is a shame that somebody that lives taking care of the gesher, taking care of the bridge, or somebody living, the attendant of the Beis HaKvaros, he's living there, and he lives within 70 yamas of the city, is the Alocha Moitzian Esamida Kenegdon. Since they're the last city, the last place somebody lives in the city, by where their house is, that's where we make the, like, southern boundary. We take a line straight down from how out their house is. Even though the rest of the houses are way far are in, but since they're the last house on the south side, the boundary for the south side of the city, we make a chut, a line going straight down, connected their house. Kenegdon. The yoysen ois, now there's a new halacha now. The yoysen oisa kemin tavla. We make it like a square, merubas. We make it like a block that's square. Kedeshie niskar es hazovius. That they gain the corners. In other words, we don't just make the city look as if it's round. But we make it, when you make the southern house, the furthest one, we draw the line straight down. And then on the northern side also, the furthest house, draw the line straight down. The west house, draw the line straight down. So you have a corner all the way sticking out. Even though the last house on this corner should be all the way in, still we say no. We make the measurement squared, that you gain the corners, you're allowed to walk there. Rashi v'yotze noisa es hatchum miruboyim kedei shei alpayim litzdodim kibiemza v'lo yagulim. When we measure now the 2,000 amas that we give you, it's not considered round, but it's considered squared further out. She'elem alpayim biemzoyim litzdodim hei mismayetim kedera kol igul uvim rubas askinen. The case we're talking about, you have a squared city. Now how do you give the tchum outside the city? We don't just take a radius of 2,000 amas and go all around the city, but again, we make the 2,000 amas outside the city also squared. So there are two types of squaring we're doing in this Mishnah. First, we're squaring out the city itself. We make the city itself to be into a square. The last house sticking out here, we make the tchum here. We make the boundary here. And the house here, we make the boundary here. That's one thing, we square out the city. And then when we give the 2,000 amas, you're allowed to walk outside the city, that's also like squared out. You make 2,000 amas this way, 2,000 amas this way, 2,000 this way, and you gain the corners. If you want to walk diagonally, you can walk really more than 2,000 amas out of the city. It comes out to two-fifths more. So that's really 5,000 you could walk. 10,000 you could walk then that way. No, 5,000. Yes, that's the din of the Mishnah. So again, the yoysa noysa kimin tavlo, we make the tchum like a square, like a block, murubas that's squared, kadeshia niskar es azovius, that the person should gain the corners. Alright, this is the kitzur. Mitzvah, we'll see barich is about these halachas, exactly how we do it, more in the Gemara. Yeah, not today's daf, no two dafs. So the Gemara. Ravu Shmuel. So Machloikas Rav and Shmuel. Chatoni Ma'avrin. Some say in our Mishnah that it should be like we have the Girsa with an Ayin. Ma'avrin. The Chatona won't learn Ma'avrin with an Aleph. Not we have with an Ayin, but should be Ma'avrin with an Aleph. But what's the Pshat? Mandatoni Ma'avrin with an Aleph. It means Aver. It means like a limp and limb. You want to add onto a body an arm, so you're also adding onto the city. We don't just measure where you are. If you have your aver sticking out, your arm sticking out, you go bossy your arm. Here also, if you have a house sticking out of the city, that house is part of the city. Aver, shemoisifin lo avarim. We like add on limbs onto the city. Shemyesh aver shiyotzim in here. If you have like an arm going out of the city, the kerem mizroch is roimis. Royin kilu aver gam bekerem mizroch is svinis. I was saying like we had, if a house sticks out on the top corner here, then we look on the other side, we make the string go straight down as if the other corner also, there's a house sticking out here. So on the north side, the string goes straight down where the city ends. So that's the Lashon Ma'avrin, you're adding on an aver, like a limb, to the city. Oman de Tony Ma'avrin with an ayin, ki isha ubra, like a pregnant isha, like you're adding on the child to the isha, here we're adding on a house onto the city. Smorvaita, Moras HaMachpela. Pasuk says, Moras HaMachpela. Samachloikis, Rabu Shmuel, Chadoma Shnei Batim Zelifnim Mizer. One said that Moras HaMachpela means there were two houses, one inside the other one, like this picture here in Rashi. There's the Pesach Mora, then there's Bayis Techitz on the outside one, then you walk further into the next house, the Bayis Panimi. The Chadoma, one says no Bayis Faliyah. The Moras HaMachpela was two stories. One story, then an Aliyah on top of it. That was the Moras HaMachpela. Heis Faliyah Agabo. There was a second story on top of the first story. So Ravishle Melaman Diyoma Zeh Agav Zeh. There was two stories, one on top of another. Hainu Machpela. That's what it means, like doubled over. A double house is called, there are two floors, it's called doubled over. El Laman Diyoma Shnei Batim Zelif Nim Mizeh. Just two rooms, one inside the other. My Machpela, what does it mean doubled over? It wasn't doubled over. You have one room and an inside room. It's not called Machpela. And for the Gemara, it means Shekfula Bezugas. It means buried inside the Marasa Machpela was doubled, was full of couples. Like we'll soon see. There were four Zugas buried there. So Shekfula means it was doubled with Zugas buried there. That's why it's called Marasa Machpela. But really, it was just one room inside another room. So Drashi Marasa Machpela. Mishum depligi de mashmoyes loshin machpela. Since it's a machlokes now, what does the loshin of machpela mean? Nokat lahochi, we bring it over here. Mishum depligi nami belishtin de masnisin. Because we also have machlokes now mishnah, what does it mean? Ma'avrin with an ayin or ma'avrin with an aleph? So we have a machlokes and pshat in the word, we bring down all the machlokes here when we have a pshat in the word. V'chein b'am rofel v'chein b'melech chodesh. The same thing, the next few drushes we have here. It's a shayla hayadashin the words. That's why it brings it down here, because we have a shala haradash in the word in our Mishnah of Ma'avrin. Trashi shnei batim, hoyu bo zelifnim mizeh. One house was in front of the next house. Bayis valiyam, heve kfula b'shtei tikris. It had two roofs. That's why it's called kfula, it had a double roof, like one on top of another. Abu shnei batim, stam two houses, l'shayich v'loshin kfula. There's nothing doubled about it. You have two rooms, it's not called a double, it's not called doubled. It's not like one on top of another. There were couples buried there. So four zugas buried there, that's why it's called Moras HaMachpela. Right, the Pasuk says, Mamre Kiryas Arba. Mamre was Kiryas Arba. What does it mean, the Kirya four? Amrab Yitzchok, Kiryas HaArba Zugas. It means it was a city that four Zugais were buried there. That's where the Moras HaMachpela was. Adam v'Chava, one. Avram v'Sara, two. Yitzchak v'Rivka, three. Yaakov v'Leah, four. That's why it's called Mamre Kiryas Arba. The four Zugais were buried there. Right, the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Vayhi b'mei Amrofel. Is Rav Shmuel, so Machlokes, who was Amrofel? Chadoma Nimrod Shmoy. Really, he was Nimrod. Does everybody hold that Amrofel and Nimrod was the same person? It's a question, what was his Ikka name, and what is just a nickname? So, one says his real name was Nimrod. That was his real name. V'loma Nikra Shmoy Amrofel, why do they call him also Amrofel? She'omar v'hippol le'Avrom Avinu b'tech Kivshon Eish. He was the one that threw Avram Avinu into the Kivshon Shalesh. That's why the Pasuk also calls him Amrophel. He was Mapel. He threw Avram into the Kivshin Shalesh. But really his name was Nimrod. That's his Zikr name. The Chadama one says, no, Amrophel Shemoy. His Zikr name was Amrophel. Nimrod. Why does the Pasuk sometimes call him Nimrod? Shehimrod as Kalul Ha'olam Kulai Olav Machusai. He made the whole world be murmured, go rebel against, really means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Loshon Saginar, it says he rebelled against himself. Heshehimrid as Kol Olam Kulei Olav. He made the whole world rebel against him, for Machusai upon his Malchus. But really it means he made everybody rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Drashi Olav, it means Kalpe Malus, talking about Kalpe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El Shekhinoi Chachomim B'Lushoinim. The Chom changed around their Loshon to call it like he was murmured everybody upon himself. But really, Nimrod was that he was murdered, he made everybody rebel against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So really his name was Amrophel, just Nimrod is for what he did. Right, the Pasuk in Shmoy says, Vayokom Melech Chodesh al Mitzrayim. A new Melech stood up, a new Paro. Is Rav Shmuel, Machlokes. Chadoma Chodesh Mamish. The old Paro was Mace, and it's a new Paro now. The Chadoma, it's the exact same Paro that was there before with Yosef. Noshin is Chachu Gzer Yosef. Now he made new Gzeris. Even though before he liked Yosef and he was nice to the Eden, now after Yosef was Nifter, and now he became Beit Nischatshu. After Yaakov Avinu was Nifter, he became Beit Nischatshu Gzer Yosef. He made Beit Gzeris and Klal Yisrael. Man diyom achodesh mamish, a new king, a new pyro dechsev, chodesh, so posh a new one. The old one died, and this is a new one. Or man diyom ash Nischatshu Gzer Yosef, no, he was the same pyro, just now he became bitter to Klal Yisrael. What's the raya? Midalai ksev vayomos vayimloch. The person doesn't say that first pyro died, and then they made a new king. So mashma is the exact same pyro that was there before. Just before he liked Klal Yisrael, now he was bitter with them. Or the man diyom ash Nischatshu Gzer Yosef. The one that says no, he's the exact same pyro, just he made new gzeres, bad gzeres upon Klal Yisrael. So how does the pasuk say, "Ashel lo yodes Yosef"? He did not know Yosef. I had this pyro the whole time before, the years before, I lived with you. Yosef kept him alive. Yosef was his good friend before. So what do you mean, "Lo yodes Yosef"? Have the Gemara, "Maya ashel lo yodes Yosef"? What does it mean? He did not know Yosef. To have a domi command the lo yodel el Yosef klal. He made himself now so bitter to Klal Yisrael as if he never knew Yosef. But Avad is the exact same power that was there before, just he's changed his whole attitude towards Klal Yisrael. Drashim idloik siv ayomus, zev vayimlech ploini tachtav. It doesn't say first power died, then they made a new power. Mashma is the exact same power. Simin shmein osi yeshnai mosel lamadno bedor v'yovin. So there's a Gemara about making simonim, so you have to learn these simonim. In your simonim is to remember. They put down simonim to make up a kid so that she remember what you're going to learn. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Yud Ches Yomim Gidalti Eitzo Rabbi Yoshia Beribi. He learned 18 days by Rabbi Yoshia Beribi. Beribi is lost like an Adam Godel. He was like a Godel Hador. Trashi Yoshia Beribi means Adam Godel. Bedaru. It's an Adam Godel. The Chol Hecha the Kara Beribi Hoche Prusha. Wherever the Gemara says Beribi, that means he was a great person. So Rabbi Yochanan learned by Rabbi Yoshia for 18 days. And he says, I only learned one thing from him, the Mishnah Senu, in our Mishnah. That what? Keitzad Mavrin Esorim, the Aleph. He learned from him that Pshat now Mishnah is not the way we have it with the Ayin, no, it's with an Aleph. Should mean Lashon Ma'avrin with an Aver. What new Aver do we give to the city? And that's all Rabbi Yochanan learned from Rabbi Yoshia in 18 days. So the Gemara, how could that be? Any. Rabbi Yechanan, Yud Beis Talmidim Hoylel Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yechanan himself said there were 12 Talmidim Rabbi Yoshia had. Beribi, Rabbi Yoshia Beribi, this is Adam God Rabbi Yoshia. V'yud Ches Yomim Gidalti B'nayim. And I was between them for 18 days. So Poshet's exact same 18 days that he learned Rabbi Yoshia, he also learned with the Talmidim there. He went to the yeshiva and learned with all the Bochum in the yeshiva. V'lamarati Leiv Kolechot V'yechot. When I was there for these 18 days, I became close to every single Talmud, and I knew the heart of every single Talmud. And I knew how each one was smarter than the other one. Because he spoke to them in learning, and he knew who was a Chochem, who was a Chorif. He knew all the milos of all these Talmudim. So the kasher is, Leiv kolechot v'yechot v'chochmas kolechot v'yechot gomar. He learned such Chochem, especially he spoke in learning with the Talmudim, that he knew how good each Talmud could learn. He knew each one's Leiv and each one's Kerech HaChochmah. So Gemara like Gomer, how could he first said he didn't learn any Gemara from Rabbi Yoshia, and only learned one thing, and not even a Gemara. All he learned was Pshat Now Mishnah. So how could that be? If you sat there for 18 days and learned Torah with them, how could it be you only learned one thing in the Mishnah? And Mashma Gemara didn't learn at all. Iboy is saying one teretz is, Minayu ditu gomer. Taki from the Talmidim he learned. He learned from the Talmidim. Abiminedi de la gomer, from the Rebbe, from the Rosh Hashiva, him he didn't learn at all. He didn't learn anything from the Rosh Hashiva. And the Chorub will soon see what Hezbr is. How come Rabbi Yochanan did not learn from Rabbi Yishia? The Iboy is saying another teretz is, Dover echad bi Mishnah seinu kamer just means he only learned one thing from in the Mishnah. Or in Brises or in Gemaras he learned a lot from Rabbi Yishia. So it could be he learned a lot there. Just the Chiddush in the Mishnah, the Pshat was Rabbi Yochanan also knew all the Mishnahs before he went to learn by Rabbi Yishia. So it wasn't any Chiddush to the Mishnah. The only Chiddush he had was in our Mishnah that you don't read the way we have it with the Ayin. You read it with an Aleph. V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan. When I used to learn Torah, when I went to his shir, in his yeshiva, Rabbi Yeshia, in one amma we had four talmidim squashed together. That's the way we used to sit. And Amma Rebbe, Kishayinu Laimdim Torah Eitzer Rebbe Lezer Ben Shemua. You know, when I went to yeshiva and I learned Rebbe Lezer Ben Shemua, Hayinu Yoishvim Shisha Shisha Biyama. We even sat more squashed together. We sat, six of us sat together in one amma. That's how close we wanted to get close to the Rebbe, Rashi learns. Rashi says, Shisha Bama, Sheyinu Miskarvin Lishmoye Mipiv, Vedurkin Zezer. He used to squash himself to be up right in front near the Rebbe. So he used to squash so close together that six of them would be in one amma. Amr Rebbe Yechanan. Now Rebbe Yechanan is Mazman now. Rebbe Ishiya Beriboy Bedoiroy, Kerebbe Meye Bedoiroy. Rabbi Yishia was such a great person, but he was too great for the Dor. He was like Rabbi Meir was his Dorei. That Ma Rabbi Meir, just like Rabbi Meir, but Ma Rabbi Meir Bedorei, just like Rabbi Meir in his generation. Lo Yochlu Chaverim Lamad Asayv Daitoin, the Chaverim did not know what he meant. He was too great for them. Af Rabbi Yishia Lo Yochlu Chaverim Lamad Asayv Daitoin. Who was then Rabbi Yishia? He was too great for the Dor, and the people did not understand him. So Melchuras Pshan before, the first Pshan, the Gemara, even though Rabbi Yechanan was 18 days by Rabbi Yishia, he only learned one thing from him. But there it says he didn't understand him. He was too great for Rabbi Yishia, he couldn't get from him. And that's what we had before Rashi says, Remei lo yomdu chaver v'asoiv daitoi, k'dermina perakama shohayu oimer al tomei Torah maraponim. He used to say something we thought was tomei, he would say it was Torah, and he brought riot, and we didn't know if it was right or wrong, we couldn't understand him, he was too great for us. So Amol does such a matzah, the person is too great for his door. Boy, once sort of Chaim Shmulevitz once gave his shmuz like that, everybody thinks, if I would have a kibega for Rebbe right now, I'd be a great person. The Chassam Seif would be here right now, I'd be a great person. Who am I rebeying now? They don't know so much. I'd rather have the rebeying from the Friede Gador. He said, no, it's not like that. But the Pasuk says, Ein luchel l'kayin sheb yemenu. The Pasuk always says, to bring it to the kayin by yom mehen. Bring to the Kohen you have in your door. Means every generation has his Rosh Hashivas, his Rebbeim that are good for their door. A Rebbe that was in a Friedrich door, it's not Mucha, who'll be good for us right now. He'd be too great for us. We wouldn't get from him right now. So he was Nazamol in the time of the Gruah. You know, in the time of the Gruah, he was Mamash and Ilu Atzim. He was the greatest person there was, the Gruah. And Lamais, he wasn't the Pesach Ador. In his time, he used to go to Neid of Yehuda. He was the one that answered all the Shaios HaTshuvos. They didn't have that much from the Gruah. The Pshat was, he was too great. He was like from a Friedrich generation. So such a yisoid is you have to have a Rebbe that's down to earth by you, that the Talmidim understand. But here Rabbi Yishia was bigger, greater than his door, he didn't get from him. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Libon shall Rishonim kepiska shaluva. The lave of the Rishonim of the first generation, we'll soon see who it means, which Tanoim, their hearts were open like an ulam. An ulam we had before is 20 yamas wide. Means that's how much chokhma understanding they had in the Torah. The Shalachroinim, the next generation, kepischo shel hechel. Their minds were not so great anymore. It was only like 10 amos wide. The hechel was 10 amos wide. Zok Rabbi Yechon v'yonu, and us right now, is Rabbi Yechon saying on himself, kemolei nekev macha tzitkis. We're like a small hole that this small needle makes. That's how big our hearts are to understanding. There is how much darga we went down, every generation went down. Rashi, Sitkis Machet Shetoifrim Bo Sitke Begodim Vudak Beyoser. A type of a needle that you sew thin begodim, so the needle is very thin. That's how wide open his heart was. Kids, he didn't understand so much that Rishonim understood. So tomorrow, Rishonim is Rabbi Kiva. He's called Rishonim. His lave was opened up like 40 amas wide. Achronim is Reb Lezer ben Shemua. And he already, next generation went down halfway that the only was open enough like 10 amos. And he could yarmi something like this, Rishonim is Reb Lezer ben Shemua. Achronim is Reb Oishib Rivi. The onu kemole nekev machatitkis. It goes on the next generation already, that's how small they got. Omar Abaye, the Yanan, us, you know how we're holding. Ki sichta beguda ligmara. Ki sichta beguda, sichta is like a peg. Rashi says, you want to knock a small peg into the hole, into a small hole, you have to kvetch and push it in there very hard. That's how good we are to Gemara. Now, that's how much we understand Gemara. We have to matzich, work hard and hard, until we understand a little bit of the Gemara. That's what Abaye said upon himself. Rashi, kisichta begudu legemara, kiyesa, like a peg, shenoyetz and oysa bekoysa, you bang it into the wall. The neck of tsar, the hole there is very tight. The nichnas bedoich, it comes in very bedoich, very hard. Kache, and yichelun on lohovin, maashanu shemim kiyim ma'at ulakushi. Zokta Abaye, he didn't understand too much what the Rebbe taught him, only a little bit, and only working very hard. Omar Rova, v'yananzo, kiyetzpa v'kiru lesvorim. To understanding Gemara, we're like you want to put your hand in wax. And Rashi says it means hard wax. You want to push your hand in hard wax and the candle doesn't get too far. You can't even indent it too much. Hey, that's how good he was in Svarim and really understanding the Gemara. Is if I say to the emissar pshat in the Gemara to really understand the Svaros and the Gemaras, we don't understand them. It's too much for us. Omer Rabbi Shia, Abanan, ki etzposa bebiru l'shicha. That year, for forgetting, we're so good at that, it's like putting your finger in a big open pit. How easy does your finger go in? It goes in very easily. That's how good we are for forgetting. Forgetting, we do very good. There's this al comparing to the Friedrich Dora, the Dora before. Shrashi ki etzpa bebiru l'shicha, kishem she etzpa noyach, likonis a piya bor, goes in very easy into the bor, kach onu mihiru l'shkoyach. We forget very fast. Omri av yudu amarav. Bnei Yehuda shekpidu al lashonim. They're very makbit to talk clearly and to say what they mean. Is niskaimu terosim biyodim. They remember their Torah. Torah stood with them. Bnei Galil shaloi hekpidu al lashonim. They weren't makbit how they spoke. Is lo niskaimu terosim biyodim. They did not remember the Torah. Fred Gemara midi bekpeda talya milsa. Is it totally how they spoke or not? Like what's it got to do with speaking? Elo bnei Yehuda didaiki lishna. They were madaik in exact lashon of the Gemara. They were madaik in exact lashon the Rebbe said, or misnanchi lohu simnum, and they put simonim down like signs how to remember the Gemara. So melel niskaimu terosim biyodim. They talk remember the Torah. Of Bnei Galil, the people from Galil, the light daik lishna. They weren't madaik so much exactly what the Rebbe said to understand the exact lashon the Rebbe said. For loy misnanchi lohu simnum. They didn't put down simonim reminders or simonim to remember. Is loy niskaimu terosim biyodim. They didn't remember the Torah, didn't stay with them. Rashi says, the Daik, listen, Rashi says, Lach ser boise loshin shayushaymim rabban. To say it over, the same loshin they learned from the Rebbe. Vayadei shayushaymim al pi shemua. They used to hear it from somebody else, achar. Shemua hayunaisnim ben simin zeachazer. They heard one learning after another learning, so they used to put a simin to remind them about the first learning. Umitach kach, since they knew good the learning, they knew exactly where to put the simon to chazer, so they used to chazer and know it good. Mashenki Bnei Galil didn't do that. Right, another miles at Gemara, Bnei Yehuda Gomro Mechot Rabba. They learned all their learning from one Rebbe. His male Neskaimu Terosim Biyodim. They remember their learning. Bnei Galil. The Loigamri Michad Rabba, they didn't learn from one Rebbe. They learned the Skaimu Terosim Biyodim. They didn't remember the learning too good. So Rashi learns Loigamri Michad Rabba, by Yushaimim Mizer, Beloshin Zer, or Mizer Beloshin Acher, Afa Pisha Shneim Echod, Shinu Loshin Mevalvulim Meshachon. Even though they're saying the same thing, but if you say them differently, Shainos, you Mevalvu, you mix up your mind, and you forget it. Now, the Esther, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, it's good to learn from a few Rebbeim. You shouldn't just have one Rebbe, it's good to learn from a few. They said the Pshat is, when you're first learning the Girsa, like in the Gemara's time, they didn't have the Gemara of the Torah Shabbat Pem. It wasn't written down, you had to know it's about Pem. So first, to make sure you understand the claw exactly what you're learning, you should learn it from one Rebbe. He'll teach you the Girsa exactly the way it is, the way his Kabbalah, and you'll have one Kabbalah in the whole Shas. So you should first learn through the whole Shas from one Rebbe. Later, when you want to understand the Svaras, then it's good to go to different Rebbeim. Because each one says a different Svara, you'll hear different Svaras from different people, and you become a Chochim yourself. So I said today, Vaisdois Poshi, it's good to have a few Rebbeim then. Because today, the actual Girsa, we have the Gemara written down already. There's no Shal in the Girsa. It's only a Shal, how to understand it. So it's not so bad to have a few different Pshatim, like your Shtai Geistar way. Weiter. Ravina Wama Vene Yehuda de Goli Mesechta Niskaimu Terosim Biyodim. They used to be Megala, uncover the Mesechta, so they stood by them. What does it mean they uncovered the Mesechta? So Rashi has two pshotim. The Goli Mesechta Rashi Lomdu Lacherim. One is they rebeim, they taught the Torah to other people. So Beschuzeh, they remembered the Torah themselves. Kach Shemaiti. That's what he heard over from his Rebbe. Lishnach Rina. Agav, you always know as Rashi, a lot of times we know Lishnach Rina. The pshat is Rashi was a very good Talmud. Rashi always come out, whatever he says over from his Rebbe. This is what he heard from his Rebbe, that's usually the pshat. When he says over something from his own, it's always like, I'm saying something different. Like Lishnach Rina, I'm saying this different. Kach Shematim, this is what I heard from my Rebbe. Now Lishnach Rina, another pshat could be what I didn't hear from my Rebbe. Is Meforshim, Shemoyaseim, they explained their learnings. Or Madagta Kimataimah, they were Madagta to understand the reason. Sheldovim, Ashim, Yashablibam, till the heart understood it good. And therefore, they remembered their learning. Mashenkim v'nei golul, the loy golim esechta, either they did not teach it to others, or else they didn't learn it good the first time. Loy neskaimu terosim biyodim. They didn't remember the Torah, didn't stay with them. David HaMelech was golim esechta. He used to either learn Torah to other people, or Metchili learned it very good. And Shaul, loy golim esechta. Shaul HaMelech, though, didn't teach it to anybody.